Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Hashem B'Yakov Shalom Aleihem Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf from base. The majority of this Daf discusses in Yonim they have to do with the Yetzer Hara. And I want to try to understand one point, one message that the Gemara is telling us over here. We find a seeming contradiction in the Daf. On one hand, the Gemara is telling us the Yetzer Hara for a Tzaddik is really very big. The Gemara tells us in a Mudalaf in the middle of the page, that Lost Love that Kosh Baruch Hu is going to come and shech the Yetzer Hara, and the Tzaddikim will look at it and see a big mountain. While the Rishayim, they're going to see Chut HaSayra, a small hair. For them, the Yetzer Hara is going to look at something very small. In the end of the Amud, we find that Abaye, when he heard a man and a woman going together alone, he went after them, sure that they're going to make an Aveira. And the Bai, when he saw that didn't happen, Chol Shadaita, he said, how could it be? If I would be in that position, I would perform an Aveira. So told him, Ahu Sabo, Kol HaGodol Mechaveiru Yitzra Godol Memenu. Any person who's greater than his friend, he has a bigger Yitzra Hara. So it sounds over here in these two Gemaras that the Tzaddikim have a greater Yitzra Hara. They have a bigger challenge to overcome the Yitzra Hara. On the other hand, the Gemara in the Mudav, right in between these two Gemaras, the Gemara tells us, that Omar Avasi Yitzhar betchila doy melechut shebuchya. In the beginning, the Yitzhar is a small thread, a string. With the boss of doy meka voice is agola. Then it turns to be ropes that carry a wagon. So since it says Rashi, that the levosif, what does it mean levosif? When a person allows the Yitzhar to go into him and start up with him, so then he becomes very, very strong. And similarly, on wood base, the Gemara says, Omar Rovo betchila korehelech, sov koroi reyach, so Karish, in the beginning, he's just a visitor. Then he becomes a guest. Then he becomes the owner of the house. And right after that, the Gemara says that a person has the Aver Katam, which is the source of Yitzhara, Mar'ivoy Saveh must be a Rayav. If he makes him hungry, he'll be satisfied. You're not going to have to give him too much. So all these Gemara's Mashma, they're a Tzaddik. For him, he doesn't allow the Yitzhara to grow and become something big. So how does the Tzaddik look at Yitzhara? What is the Yitzhara for a Tzaddik? Do we say, in one hand, the Gemara is telling us, the Lossid Lovoy, the Tzaddikim look at the Yitzhara as a big mountain. The Gemara tells us in the end of Mund Aleph, they call it Godlo Mechaveri Yitzhara Godlo Yimeno. The Yitzhara is greater and stronger. On the other hand, if you don't allow the Yitzhara to develop, the Tzaddik, that's what he does, so it never becomes too big. So how do we understand this contradiction? So really, the Maharsha is addressing this question. It seems like he's coming from a different angle, but he's coming to answer. Why do we say, on one hand, that for the tzaddikim, the Yitzhara looks like a mountain, and on the other hand, it says that it only starts with a small string? Says the Maharshal, because the tzaddikim, they look at the Yitzhara, when it comes to attack them, when he tries to challenge him, they see what's going to be besoifoy, what's going to be in the end. They see what the Yitzhara is all about. The Yitzhara will become a big mountain. So that's why they don't allow him in the beginning to enter. The Tzara will become very godol. That's why they prevent him from starting up with him. The Rishayim, on the other hand, they think, oh, the Tzara, that's a very small challenge. It's okay. We'll allow the Tzara just to come in. What are we doing? It's a small Aveira. Nobody cares. And they don't know. They don't understand. They don't realize. They don't try to comprehend. The Tzara eventually become very big. Meaning that for the Tzaddikim, the Tzara is very small because they don't allow it to be big. For the Rishayim, the Tzara is very big because they allowed it to be big. And that's what the Gemara says over here. The Tzaddikim, in the Lasid Lavoi, they see the Yitzhara as a big mountain. Why? Because that's how they looked at him their whole life. The Yitzhara, the Abaye says, when I'm going to go around the street, I'm very scared. I'm sure going to sin. Why does he think he's for sure going to sin? Because that's how Tzaddik goes on his whole life. He's always afraid to death from the Yitzhara. The Rishayim don't care so much. They don't see what's going to be in the end. They look at what it is right now, which is very small when he starts up with it. And this fits very beautifully with this Fasemis, because Fasemis asks, we know the Rishayim get the reward in this world. As is Fasemis, but Schar Mitzvah Be'ai Al Malekum. How can you give a reward to Rasha in this world? So he answers, but the Rasha doesn't believe in the world to come. So for him, the only world you have is this world, so he gets reward in this world. Meaning, every person gets a reward based on how he perceives the world. What did he work on to create the world that he created? The tzaddikim, their whole life, they look at the Yitzhara as a very big mountain. That's why they don't let him come in. They look at him as the threat that he really is. So therefore, la'asid lavoi, what's the reward? When they see the Yetzirah being shechted, they see the big mountain. It's not only they see it, they're being rewarded as a big mountain. The Rishayim, their whole life, looked at the Yetzirah, they perceived the Yetzirah as something very small. So la'asid lavoi, because Bogu shechted it, they see it as a very small thing. And they say, Ayveh, why couldn't I overcome this Yetzirah, which in my whole life treated as something small? How did I allow it to develop such something so big? That's their punishment. Exactly, the Yetzirah. So, and this is a Musa Haskal. The Gemara is telling us what to do. Gemara says, you know how to treat the Yetzirah. Never underestimate the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah starts small, but he grows very big. Always look at it as something very big, and that's how a person will remain a tzaddik. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.